Now, You Ought to Know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD.
Informative and entertaining car advice that you need. And your phone calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Live broadcast the 25th of May, Memorial Day weekend, and welcome. We also want to thank all the troops that have served and are serving right now that have allowed us to keep our freedom. It's not free. We do know that. Thank you. We appreciate all of your hard work. Well, once again, good morning and welcome to the show. 866-96-TALK-CARS is the toll-free number. Once again, that is toll-free from anywhere in the country. Whether you're listening in Frederick or Hagerstown or Pennsylvania or D.C. or West Virginia, give us a call. 866-96-TALK-CARS. Let's get our phone caller up right now. We have Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop on the line. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. And what
Thank
is
you.
Going on in the world of detailing today, mister?
Oh, we're just hanging out at Hunt Valley, and then we're going to go home and cut the grass, to be honest with you.
There you go. Well, you know, all the rain that's been out, you know you've been getting some rain. But now this weekend is finally a beautiful weekend in Maryland.
Yeah, I think we're going to have the ever-popular chance of thunderstorms like we do every day in the summer. But
sure.
Other than that, no, it's been a nice weekend. In the morning, it's cloudy, but it was nice and cool and a little bit of a breeze blowing. So it's a beautiful day.
And I heard you had a couple cars at Hunt Valley Horsepower.
Yeah, just a few. Got here about 10 of 8, and the lot was almost closed. So that's... roughly about 750 cars.
That is amazing. You know, and folks,
yeah.
You have to understand, the event does not start until 8. So 10 minutes before 8, and they were ready to close the lot to cars because of all of the cars that showed up. That is incredible. Hunt Valley Horsepower is every Saturday morning, 8 to 10, at the Hunt Valley Town Center. And I'm glad you had a good day there. Some interesting cars, I assume.
Yeah, a little bit of everything, you know, from the latest and greatest Ferrari and a lot of old hot rods today.
Oh, really? Very good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, everybody gets out on a holiday weekend. If you're not down the ocean, hun, you're here, and there's a lot of things going on. So we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes because you've got some shows to talk about.
Yep.
So
yep.
What are we talking about today as far as tip of the week?
Well, we're going to talk about why you should clean your engine and how to do it safely.
Okay.
You want to take a look under the hood every now and then just to be on the safe side. You know, some of these cars don't even have oil disc sticks anymore, but you want to take a look for problems. And it also gives you a chance to clean out all the helicopters that have been fallen from the vents that are near your windshield wipers. And there's always some drains in the plastic shrouding. You want to clean those out so you don't have any water problems in the car. But to clean the engine, it just makes the car look nice. Most of the modern cars, it's really not a big deal because everything's either covered in plastic and there's the underbelly pans, so the motors really don't get that bad. So just a nice, gentle rinse. If you've got any stubborn, oily, greasy spots, you can use I use Griot's rubber cleaner, but you can use anything like Simple Green or an all-purpose cleaner and just agitate that with an old brush.
There you are.
It off.
There you are agitating again. You know you're an agitator. You know that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
But then you need to blow it dry if you have a blower or a leaf blower, or you can blot the compartment dry. And then I put a water-based dressing on it so it looks nice and evenly finished.
Mm-hmm.
Under the hood of mine, I have everything coated with Modestus plastic coating, so it makes it much easier for me. There are plastic coatings available to the public on the market, so that may be the way you want to go. On the classic cars, the big thing you want to do is protect all the sensitive areas with like aluminum foil and rubber bands or plastic bags and rubber bands. And I don't put a lot of water in those motor compartments. I generally take, if I need to do anything to them, I will take a rinseless car wash and do that with some soft microfiber towels that are damp and clean it down that way. And then that way you're not putting water where water's either never been or can't get out.
Right.
You don't want to cause any trouble like that.
Gotcha.
And that's pretty much it. It's pretty nice and simple, but it helps you keep an eye on if you have any problems.
Good.
If you bought a used car that's got a really cruddy engine compartment, you can use something like Skunk or something a little stronger like that, and just follow the directions, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Now, we also talked in our first hour. We have about a minute. Talking about a brand-new Ford F-150. The gentleman has what looks to be like chrome on the front of the vehicle, but you say a very good chance it's plastic, as a lot of cars are nowadays. But he's got some pitting on that already on a brand-new truck.
Yeah, you told me you took a pretty long trip. So my thinking is if he says he can feel it and it's in the plastic, because that plastic is so soft that it is indeed pitted from the debris from the road. Because with all the weather we've been having, you got to think all that stuff's washed across the road, which means everything that's on the shoulder of the road is probably pretty much laying on the road dry now.
Right.
So it's like following a sandblaster down the highway. So it may be indeed pitted. I wish him luck at the dealership.
Right.
If he wants to have it replaced, but we told him to try some Mothers has a product specifically for chrome plated plastic. So I would try that first before I go through the arduous task of arguing with the dealership.
All right, we'll be back in just a few moments right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
All right, come on, let's get going. Hi, Schultz.
Doing?
Washing the commandant's car. Come on, fellas, let's get going.
Wait a minute, you washed it yesterday.
Yeah, well, you know what they say, a clean car's a happy car. Come on, now, let's go.
You want the car to be happy? I don't. Back to the barracks.
Wait, Schultz.
You're ordering us not to wash it?
You heard me?
Just want to make sure so I can tell the commandant you stopped us.
Why do you listen to me? I'm only a sergeant. If it wouldn't be for me, the car would never be washed.
Would the show be on today? Probably not, but I'll tell you, it was funny then. Hogan's Heroes. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Every Saturday morning, 10 to 11. Well, we've got Mike Lambert on the line, and Mike has been talking about detailing products, of course, the automobiles that how we keep it clean inside and out. And now I believe we are ready for shows that are going on in the area. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. We got some shows and some cars and coffees.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay,
go for it, Mister.
All right, on the 25th
today
we have the sixth annual Classic Hot Rod Car Show in Edgewater, Maryland, at the Green Turtle. It's 3213 Solomon's Island Road. It's $25 entry fee from 9 to 12. The show is from 9 to 3. All makes and models are welcome. They have a rain date of tomorrow, but I don't think we'll have to worry about that.
Correct.
Okay, and then May 26th.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, from 8 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
The Street Survivors of Maryland Memorial Day Car Show and Breakfast. Open to all makes and models at the Glen Burnie Elks Lodge, number 2266. It's a $15 registration, and that does not include the breakfast. But I understand that the food is excellent.
Okay. And there is a show at St. Clair's, by the way, in Essex from 3 until 7 today, and that includes a carnival. They have a carnival at that location, so that's St. Clair's in Essex, Maryland. Go ahead, sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
On the 27th, we have the Home Depot Car Show in Bowie, Maryland, from 9 to 2. It's a free show, open to all makes and models. Door prizes and trophies will be given away. And they have the hot dog carts there, so that'll be interesting.
Okay.
And then we have on Friday evening, May 31st, Thunder in the Square in Hagerstown, Maryland, from 5 to 10 p.m. It's a $10 fee,
mm-hmm.
and there's restaurants available, music, and trophies will be given.
And that's for charity?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have two cruise-ins, as they're called. Which is nice because you don't have to spend all day at a car show. You can go for a couple hours and see a lot of cars. We have the VFW Post 467 at 519 Pool Road in Westminster on Friday nights from 6 to 9. They have made-to-order cheeseburgers, hot dogs, fries. The dining room in the VFW Post has specials for that evening. And then tomorrow morning, the fourth Sunday of each month, at the AutoZone in Westminster from 8 to 10, is Jalopies and Java. And myself, Bruce, and Jay will be there tomorrow.
Okay.
And it'll be our first time, so we'll let you know how it is.
Wait a minute. You're going to miss the donut?
No, not going to church tomorrow.
Not going to church of the Holy Donut?
No, not tomorrow. We're going to try someplace new.
Okay. All right. We'll allow you to do that.
I'm going to ride by a church, so I'll wave.
All righty, sir. All righty. Hey, you know, I've got a question for you. We have a lot of customers call about bugs on cars, and this is the season, okay. Of course. What is the best way of removing bugs? First of all, I know you say do it quickly. That's the one thing,
right.
Probably the best advice.
Right.
But after that, what is the best way to remove bugs, whether it be down here in Florida, we have the love bugs, which that season, by the way, has come to an end almost. But that was good. It was horrific. I saw a truck yesterday, Mike. Let me tell you something. If this guy calls a detail shop and gets a price of what it would cost to detail an F-450, okay, without them seeing it, they'll double it when they see it.
Wow.
The truck was red, and on the front of it, you could not even see any red color.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Yeah, from what I've been reading from some people I talked to in Florida, that the love bugs are a very, very bad problem for paint on cars.
Yes.
So that's tough. But around here, the best way to do it is take a warm microfiber towel and lay on the bug, because bugs are mostly water anyway.
Right.
So you'll soften up the residue, and it'll probably come right off. If it leaves a little bit of a mark because it's been on there for a couple of days, a little bit of light polish can take it out. If you have a coating on your car, it may heal itself, okay? But the whole trick, like you said, is get them off as soon as you can. And water. Water is always the best thing. If you've got some stubborn stuff on there, you can use a bug sponge or the Griot's Ergo Wave sponge, which won't scratch. The bug sponges, I'd soak them in water overnight to soften them up because they're really aggressive. And that would be only if I'm going to polish the car afterwards, because they do have a tendency to scratch the paint.
Gotcha. I tell you, it's amazing how a little thing like that can cause so much trouble. Bird droppings, we already know about. That's important to get off right away. The bugs are something. Sometimes they get into areas that are very, very difficult to clean. Also, headlights and around the grills and things like that make it very difficult.
It is. I mean, water's your best friend. I mean, old toothbrushes, things like that. Something on your grills and things like that. The barbecue skewers on your wet towel, that'll dig them out from the cracks and crevices. But it's a problem this time of year. And it seems the spring is the worst, like the pollen is. The spring is always the worst when they all come out.
Right.
And it gets easier as the summer goes on. But the water in a soft microfiber towel usually does the trick.
All right. And what is the worst thing that you run into this time of year when it comes to cleaning cars? Is it the bugs, or are there other problems?
Bugs. And tree sap.
Okay.
And in tree sap, we tell you hand sanitizer and 91% alcohol works really good. But always pay attention to the right side of the car, because that's where all the junk on the road lays. So you'll run over all the dead stuff that's laying on the road, and the tar and the dirt and crud is always, it's more on the right side of the car, because that's where the water washes it to.
All right. Now, the alcohol you were talking about, is that for you or is that for the car?
Little boat.
Okay, gotcha. Just want to make sure.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
It makes the process more enjoyable.
Sounds good. Well, Mike, we appreciate you being with us. Your contact information is 410-833-1632. So give Mike a call if you have a question about detailing information, maybe about the ceramic coatings or the synthetic waxes that Mike installs. All that is also answered on the web. The website is theshineshopautodetailing.com. And you guys frequently go on Facebook and Instagram with pictures of before and after and all kinds of things. So if you don't follow Mike, it's a good idea to do so. Follow Mike at The Shine Shop Auto Detailing. Actually, follow Lena. She has pictures of Mike, but Mike doesn't even know how to get him up there. So you're following Lena. Lena does a great job with the business. When you talk to 833-1632, chances are it'll be Lena, and she'll be able to answer some questions for you or get Mike on the line for you. So, Mike, Have yourself a happy weekend. Enjoy tomorrow's car show, or just get together, cars and coffee. I hope you enjoy that. And we appreciate you being so much with us. I'll tell you, buddy, thanks so much.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it. Is Jose back?
I have not heard. I've already texted, and I'm hoping to hear from him. But it's been a couple weeks now. Did you hear why he wasn't at on the air last week?
No.
He got married.
He did. Well, good for him.
We're going to talk to a married man, Jose Bueso, when he comes on the air next time. So it's all good.
That'll straighten him out.
Yeah. All righty. So we think. All right. We'll see.
Yes.
All right. So have yourself a great day, sir. Thank you so much for being part of the show.
All right, Dave. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Mike Lambert from The Shine Shop. I'm Dave Serio. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, it's Craig Shipp.
Hey, Craig. How you doing?
And I've got Eric Stottlemyre with me, and he's from Adventure Park, USA.
Well,
you know the place well.
We may have to put a hold on that, if you don't mind, because we're coming up on a break that I have to take. If you guys can hold on, it'll probably be about 5 minutes, but we want to get you on the air and get Eric to spend some time. So if you guys can hold on, that would be fantastic.
Sure. Are you good with that, Eric?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Great.
All right.
Sorry about that, Eric. We just hit at the top where I've got to take a hard break. Thank you, buddy.
No problem.
All right. When we return, we will be talking with Eric from Adventure Park USA, along with Craig Shipp from Frederick.com, keeping us informed of what's going on in the area, whether it be the Frederick area or also, of course, in the Washington County area with Hagerstown. We keep you informed of what's going on and let you know. You're listening to You Ought to Know. It's Saturday mornings, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Saturday mornings, 10 to 11. 866-96-TALK-CARS is the toll-free number to call and be a part of the show. We'll be back in just a few moments on Free Talk.
I'm gone.
Let him park a while and think it over. Hey, it's certainly none of your concern.
George Carlin, of course. Pull over, pull over. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, 10 to 11. That means Free Talk 930 WFMDs. You ought to know. Let's go back to the phones with Craig Shipp and also Eric from Adventure Park USA. Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, it's great to have you guys on the air. Eric, I support Adventure Park. I think the fact of being able to put an amusement park at that location in today's world and be supported by local people is fantastic. And I love the way that the locals have supported your location and what you guys do to get them attracted to it. It's fantastic. All the specials and the events you have are fantastic.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the compliment. I appreciate it. Yeah, we are, you know, a lot of people don't realize, and I get a comment all the time, they don't realize that we're homegrown.
Yes.
I grew up in Mount Airy. You know, my family is from Maryland. You know, we're Marylanders, and, you know, we were in business in Frederick County with Frederick Putt-Putt in 1980, and then we just grew up into Adventure Park. So,
what a big change that is, too.
Just a little one.
Yes. Now, I mean, I gotta give you credit. The fact of being able to make that leap, people who have never owned their own business have no idea of the risk and also the reward, of course. But boy, the risk is something else in a situation like that. And you guys really, I mean, I give you kudos completely.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a big roll of the dice.
Well, you did a great job, but you treat your customers and your employees are fantastic, by the way, every one of them.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dave, they're pushing the envelope even further.
Uh-huh.
We did a test broadcast yesterday from their place. They're basically putting in their own internet TV studio.
Neat.
And we're doing some testing yesterday. We actually broadcasted it, and it's up, but we're going to be doing some more testing today in broadcasting.
Yeah. Great.
Go ahead, Eric.
No, I was going to say, make sure that you're emphasizing testing. We are we are definitely testing right now. But we're having a lot of fun.
we're on the bleeding the bleeding edge, not the cutting edge, the bleeding edge.
There you go.
But you can relate to this, Dave. We had a three camera setup. He had two cameras at the what we call the base station, and he had a wireless camera that he was able to go around and show people playing the games and so forth.
Sure.
And we're bringing all the audio into the mixer and switching between all those and live broadcasting it. And yeah, it's everybody was having a blast, and I'll tell you, that place is just a buzz all the time, and everybody's, all the workers are like busy bees just going, doing everything. And now this Monday, they have a big event there, and I'll let Eric talk about that.
Sure.
There's also a parade that they're going to be in, but I do want to mention two other parades before I forget. There's
okay.
the Sharpsburg Parade today. That starts at 1 o'clock, the Memorial Day Parade in Sharpsburg. And then there is a Memorial Day Parade up at Gettysburg as well on Monday. And then Eric can talk about the parade that he's going to be in on Monday, I believe.
Sure, Eric, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, you're right. We're Dave, we're going to be at the Memorial Day Parade down in Rockville, Maryland. It's a great parade. They always have a fantastic turnout. And I don't know if you know this or not, but I like to find things in kind of strange and odd areas for some strange reason. It seems to happen to me all the time. And so one of the things that I recently acquired was an LMTV, which is a retired military vehicle. It's a light, medium tactical vehicle. My family is a military family, so
right.
the park is veteran-owned. And we, of course, strongly support our military. We, you know, have our 10% discount off at the gate or at the door when you come in if you're military. But anyhow, so we picked up an LMTV. We converted it to be street drivable, legal, what have you. And we are towing our 20-foot parade float behind it. And it is a spectacle. If you haven't seen it, it is quite something to see. And, I believe there's some pictures of it on our website. I'm not positive. I know it's on our Facebook, but it's a trip. It's definitely an eye grabber, and we'll be down there, you know, just participating in the Memorial Day parade down at Rockville. So it's pretty exciting.
I just pray for anybody that gets in your way. That's going to be a real shame.
Yeah, it's
not going to be a pretty picture, you know. You know, when people say no, you can't be in the parade, that is not going to be a good ending. I can tell you that right now.
We're in the parade, no matter what. We're gonna be
right. You are the parade.
As they say in Baltimore, we be the parade.
Yeah,
there you go.
We be the parade. So, and then what's going on? Real quick, I just want to add this
sure.
in is that Memorial Day, we're going to be down at the parade, but the park is open. Everything opens up today, so we've got the Sky Coaster open, we've got bumper boats open, we've got all the outdoor activities. But then, you know, always we've got all the indoor stuff going on. And then Monday, Memorial Day, we have a cookout where we are giving away to the first 100 ticket holders. If you come in and you buy an all-day pass for the park,
right.
we're going to give you lunch.
Fantastic.
So we're going to cook out for you.
Hey, let me tell you something. I got some other exciting news for you, Eric.
Yeah, go.
There may be actually 3 days in Maryland without rain.
This is staggering.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to need therapy.
Yeah, well, we all will. We all will.
It's going to be beautiful.
Could be three.
Eric, quick question. Are you going to be cooking out all day, or is it just for the first 100?
Yeah, just for the first 100. So the first 100 people that come into the park, we wanted to make it really special and unique for people that are making a deliberate, you know, reason for being there.
It's free for them. But what I'm saying is, can people after that pay to buy food, cooked out food?
So we won't have our cookout anytime after 2 o'clock. So it runs all the way up to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I believe that that's correct. I'm sitting here scrolling through my website to verify. I've got so much data going through
head. But you have food available for purchase there.
Oh my gosh, we have
absolutely.
Craig Shipp could talk about that.
Well, not the part about purchasing, Eric. You don't know Craig that well. He doesn't know much about purchasing. He knows about the eating part.
I didn't purchase it. I want to be full disclosure here. Eric brought over a slice of pizza for me to eat on air yesterday.
There you go.
Streaming.
There you go.
And I ate that. I ate the piece of pizza.
Uh huh.
And it was really good.
And Eric, until someone else offers him free food, he won't eat again. Okay?
And then later, now later, he brought me a slice of pepperoni pizza.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And the first slice was really good. Trust me, it was good. It's the regular pizza, right? Then he brought me the pepperoni. Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's a restaurant. They've got a restaurant there. This isn't typical, like, amusement park food, right? This is the real deal. So you want to go in there and buy a pepperoni pizza, that's good. You're good to go.
There you go.
Yeah, it really is.
All right, well, we have another break to take, but I want to thank you guys for joining us here on the show. Eric, good luck to you. I recommend everybody getting out to the amusement park and having fun. No reason to drive to Virginia. No reason to drive to Pennsylvania. Go right here in the Frederick area and enjoy yourself, at Adventure Park USA. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, you guys have a blessed day.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Thank you, Craig. Appreciate the call in, buddy.
Great show.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Taking a break. Back in just a few moments. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning. Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Before, and I thought I'd give you a call.
Well, thank you.
Because I have a question for you.
Sure.
But you were really fine. I didn't know you were retired from the auto shop business.
Well, I mean, I'm doing this. I still love doing the radio show, but I did retire from the auto repair business, and two of the guys that work for me bought my business, so it's running just the same as it was when I was there. Probably better. Probably better. And they're doing a great job.
Do you like retirement?
Oh, Tony's still there. Absolutely, yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
My, you were in that business for a long time, weren't you?
Yes, sir. Tony and I were together for 25 years.
25 years?
Yes, sir.
That's a long time, Dave.
Yes, sir, Mr. Ed.
You know, Dave, you're very nice to people, and I tell you, I have never heard anybody call up when they tell you something wrong with their car, and you always hit it on the head. They never call back and say you weren't right.
Well, I'm sure it's happened many times, but they're nice enough not to call back, I guess. But I do my best to try to give them advice that they can handle. And again, we're not here to repair cars on the radio, but we're here just to give some helpful guidance. And hopefully that's worked out well.
Well, I tell you one thing, man. You know everything about cars from A to Z, man.
Well, the guy's coming on, Todd, the gentleman's coming on right after you. He's a guy that's knowledgeable, I'm telling you. He dwarfs me when it comes to the knowledge on automobiles. This guy, he diagnoses cars that most people won't even go near. So there's a lot of people out there that are very knowledgeable, and I'm just thankful to have a little bit of common sense and try to help out people and try to, you know, get them in the right direction.
And who's this guy that comes on after you?
Yep, you'll be listening, okay?
Oh, and he knows more about cars than you do?
Yeah, he does. He's very knowledgeable.
I'll find that hard to believe.
Both Jose and Todd. Well, I got to get to him. I got to give him time to get on the air. But, Ed, thank you so much. We appreciate
Dave,
your call.
Hey, Dave, I want to know, where can I buy a car cover for a 1979 two-door Cutlass Supreme?
Salvo. Salvo has car covers in stock.
Salvo?
Yes, sir. So
are they local here in Baltimore?
All over. They've got seven stores in Baltimore. They're located at Dundalk. They're on Liberty Road. They're in Essex. They're in Glen Burnie. They're in Fullerton. They got one in Towson and Hillendale. And they also have one in Bel Air. Okay.
You said you got one on Liberty Road?
Yeah, I got one on Liberty Road, Woodmore Shopping Center.
What is it?
Woodmore Shopping Center? Yes, sir.
What's that number, Dave?
410-298-8400. You got it, Ed.
8400, and right there in the Woodmore Shopping Center.
Yes, sir. I got to go.
I need one for a 2479 old Cutlass Supreme.
They've got one for you. No problem, okay? I got it.
How much did it only run, Dave?
You have to check with them. I don't know about how much it is, okay?
And it's 298?
8400.
Wait a minute.
Ed, I got to go. You got it, mister. Thanks,
is
buddy.
That right, Dave?
You got it. Have a great day, mister.
Salvo Auto Park, you said, right?
Yes, sir. All right, we've got Todd, and we have Jose. We have, of course, the dynamic duo from, of course, Dynamic Automotive. Hi, guys. How you doing? Hello, you're there. Hello, hello. Well, for some reason, we have lost Todd and Jose, so hopefully they will be calling back and it'll get them squared away. I don't know what happened there. Are you there, guys? Nope. Phone line problems. I apologize. We had to drop that call. Hopefully, Jose and Todd will call back in just a couple seconds here. They're from Dynamic Automotive. Dynamic Automotive has four locations to serve you in the Frederick area. We also want to thank Wassler Tire and Auto in Taylorsville. Expert tire and also, of course, mechanical repair, import and domestic in the Taylorsville area. Wassler Tire and Auto. And let's see. We're hoping that they're going to call back in just a few moments. I don't know exactly what happened and why we couldn't pull them up on the air, but these things happen in radio. Couple things going on. Let me see if we got them. Hopefully this is Todd and Jose. Is that Todd and Jose from Dynamic Automotive?
Yes, sir. Oh. Good to hear your voice again, Dave.
It was good. I don't know what happened. I punched you up. I think Ed jinxed us is what I think really happened in that situation. So good to hear from
honestly,
you guys.
It happened on our end.
Okay.
We've got a new phone system, voice over IP, and we got disconnected because we're having some work done here. But thankfully, I have a conventional phone.
Good.
Still hooked up, and it's working fine.
Very good, very good. Well, I hear something happened to you last week.
Yes, went ahead and got married.
Congratulations, congratulations.
Yep, made an honest woman out of a gal I've been involved with for over 11 years.
Right.
And we had a great time with the ceremony down in North Carolina with friends and family. It was fantastic.
That's great. And, of course, special lady, and you're a special guy, and I'm glad that worked out well for you. That's fantastic. It did surprise me last week to hear why you couldn't come on the air. I thought it was a lame excuse, but I was going to roll with it. You know, I rolled with it, okay? I mean, you know, first this appendicitis thing, okay, and then this. So, I mean, you know, hey, let me tell you something. You're in the hospital. It opens up your eyeballs to a lot of things, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Yep.
Well, that's great.
That was eye-opening. Unexpected.
Yes.
Totally.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. We're glad that you recovered from that quickly, and it's good to have you back, Jose.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, and you got the Todd Meister with you.
I do.
Yep, I'm here putting in time today, Dave.
Putting in time? Oh, my goodness gracious. You're the brains of the outfit there, mister, okay? And that's nothing to, I'm not saying anything about Jose. Jose, you run the place really well. But, man, I tell you, when it comes to repairing cars, Todd's the man.
Oh, yeah, he's better than I am. I have no problem admitting that.
Me too. Me too. As I was telling Ed, I said, you know, this guy really knows his cars inside and out. And if there's ever a trouble car, now I'm not trying to do a number on you because trouble cars aren't a lot of fun to get. But when I was, you know, with running this show for all these years, my shop used to get a lot of trouble cars because people would hear me on the radio and say, well, you know, we need to get the car to his shop and let their guys take a look at it. Well, it's the same thing with you. You get a lot of trouble cars.
Oh, yeah. We do have our challenges, and I've never seen Todd back down from any one of them.
Right.
We've got one in here right now, which is kind of interesting. It's a Ford, what model is it?
It's a Sportrack.
Sportrack.
Oh, yeah, the little Explorer.
It has a random check engine light with the torque converter clutch code. And
okay.
The transmission's actually been replaced by a previous shop for the same problem.
Ooh.
And we've actually tracked the problem down to an internal computer failure.
Wow.
So we've got a computer coming for this vehicle right now and should hit us next week and should get that one solved.
Now, is the computer on the outside of that transmission or is it in the valve body or what?
So it's an engine powertrain control module.
Okay, so it's a whole computer.
Transmission
gotcha.
Module.
Yes, gotcha.
It's under hood.
Gotcha. Okay. I wasn't sure if it was a different computer you were talking about. Very good. Well, good diagnosis on that. And, of course, the guy may not be too happy to hear about that diagnosis when he had a transmission replaced for it. That's not a lot of fun.
No, it never is good to hear that.
No.
But, you know, I think that was the exact problem that they had going on. So, you know, hopefully we'll get this computer down here in a timely fashion and get this thing resolved and get them back in it. I know they've been without it for quite a while, so we want to get that one resolved. And
that's no fun.
Back to enjoying their vehicle again.
Well, Jose, before we got you on kind of late, we literally have 2 minutes in order for you to tell us about the four locations. Can you whip that out pretty quick, 30 seconds each?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
So if you need service here in the Liberty Town area, please give Todd or I a call at 301-694-6250. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and on Saturday from 8 to 3. Our original location is in New Market, and that phone number there is 301-694-5460. You'll talk to my partner Lee Foreman or Sarah at that location. Same hours. They're open the same days at that location. Our largest location is right off of Route 270 in beautiful Urbana. That shop is a 4-bay quick lube facility, a 9-bay repair shop, and a soft cloth car wash that Mike Lambert absolutely swears by. Their phone number there is 301-874-8833. Give them a holler. They're our one-stop shop. And then our final location is in Frederick, right off of Route 15 at 11 Bike Court. Their phone number there is 301-662-3300. Give Big Bobby Allen a call. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 to 5. And if you mention Dave Serio or the show You Ought to Know, you'll get 10% off on parts and labor for whatever service or repair needed on your vehicle.
And that's all. That's all four locations.
Or You Ought to Know, and you'll get that 10% discount.
Right. That's all four locations. And, of course, just mention my name, Dave Serio, or the radio show You Ought to Know. Hey, guys, thank you so much, Todd and Jose. Congratulations, Jose. And we look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you, Dave. Always a pleasure, my friend. And we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Bye-bye. DynamicAutomotive.net is the place to go on the web. That's all the time we have. Thanks for being part of the show. Look forward to talking to you again next week. Have a great day. Bye-bye.